Marion Maréchal, anti-Christian Olympic opening ceremony does not speak for France. By Kurt Zindelka on July 27, 2024. Marion Maréchal urged the world to not blame her country for the left-wing minority responsible for the anti-Christian insults made during the Paris Olympics opening ceremony. Maréchal, the niece of National Rally leader Marine Le Pen and a recently elected member of the European Parliament, decried the woke opening ceremonies, which she said she had sat down with her children to watch. The MEP said that it was difficult to appreciate the rare successful scenes between the decapitated Marie Antoinette, the kissing crowd, drag queens, the humiliation of the Republican Guard forced to dance to Aya Nakamura, and the general ugliness of the costumes and choreography. We desperately seek to celebrate the values of sport and the beauty of France in the midst of such crude woke propaganda, Maréchal said. Addressing the global audience on X, she added, "To all the Christians of the world who are watching the hashtag Paris 2024 ceremony and felt insulted by this drag queen parody of the Last Supper, know that it is not France that is speaking but a left-wing minority ready for any provocation. Hashtag note and me name." Maréchal, a member of the Le Pen political dynasty in France, left French politics in 2017 following the defeat of her aunt, Marine Le Pen, in the presidential election against Emmanuel Macron. Despite this, she remained active in advancing her political philosophy, forming the Institute of Social, Economic, and Political Sciences, ISEP, in Lyon during her political sojourn. She also won fans in the United States with her appearance at the 2018 Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in which she railed against the negative impacts mass migration was having on her home country. After 40 years of mass migration, Islamic lobbies and political correctness, France is in the process of passing from the eldest daughter of the Catholic Church to becoming the little niece of Islam. Terrorism is only the tip of the iceberg. This is not the France that our grandparents fought for, she said. In 2022, Maréchal returned to the political fray, breaking further from her aunt by joining forces with populist polemicist Éric Zemmour. This relationship was short-lived, however, with Zemmour kicking her out of his Reconquête party earlier this year after she called for her supporters to back her aunt's national rally in the snap legislative elections called by President Macron. This has left Maréchal representing her country as an independent in the European Parliament, where she sits with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's European Conservatives and Reformists, ECR. It is currently unclear if Maréchal will seek to rejoin her familial National Rally Party. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.